CFM's Lee and Dana, Jason Derulo, undefeated, 13 past 8. Hope you have a nice day, bit of a cold start around the traps. Set to fine up though, and tops of 16 degrees, it's 13 past 8.
Hello, we are very lucky to be joined right now by Julianne DeSisto. I was too busy singing to that song. Oh, hello, Julianne, how are you this
morning? Hi, how are you guys?
I'm good. Dear. Dana seems to be all over the place. We just had the Prime Minister on the phone with us. Maybe she's a little bit flustered over that.
Well, look, it's not every day you get to speak to Julia and Julianne. It's just very busy. Now, Julianne, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you were our only Tasmanian contestant on The Voice, and, oh, wasn't that a shambles on Monday night? I tell you what, I think that I speak with everyone when we were just shocked by that result after Monday night's battle. I mean, wow, you were fantastic.
Thank you. It's sort of like, it's one of those things that you're not quite sure what the judges or the coaches are looking for and what happens on that night sort of thing. It's, you know, it's never, you know, something that you can kind of predict, you know. So it's, look, at the end of the day, I had so much fun. When I stepped onto that stage, I had so much adrenaline running through me. It was like, you know, it was phenomenal, you know. And at the end of it, that wave, that adrenaline that just went through me, I was just like, wow, let's go again.
Now, when Seal said to you, he said, Jules, you sang better than, I forget the other bloke,
Simon.
What went through your body then? Did you actually, was that the start of a really exciting feeling?
I was just appreciative that, you know, for the acknowledgement, I think, more than anything. It's such a blur, like when you're on stage, like, and when you're in that position and in that setting, everything just happens so quickly and you're just like, yep, you know. But when he did say that, I was very grateful for the acknowledgement that what I had done just then, you know, was good enough for him to say that sort of thing. So that,
and he's
me,
a,
at the end,
he's a tough nut to crack.
He is. You know, I think they're all, you know, especially Seal and Ricky from, you know, obviously even watching on television now sort of thing, it has to really resonate with them and reach them sort of thing, and Seal especially, he's a bit of a, he comes across as a bit of a hard nut, but he's actually quite lovely. But I think it's one of those things that he, if it draws him in, he's there with you sort of thing. So, but I was just grateful that he acknowledged that I did a good job, so that for me was great.
Now, something really exciting, I mean, Abby Dobson from Leonardo's Bride was on there, and she got a little bit hammered for, you know, why would you go back on there? She did that for a different reason. She went on there to kind of resurrect her career, and it's worked, because their song Even When I'm Sleeping is at 45 on the charts now. So this has opened up a lot of different opportunities for you as well.
It has. Look, at the end of the day, like, this show has just basically given every one of us, all the artists, a great platform to step off from and run with. And even those who are like Abby and all that, sort of coming back into the limelight and resurrecting their careers, or at least, you know, becoming more aware, you know, for more audience members to go, oh, hang on, I remember her.
Exactly. Well, I'd forgotten about that song. When she was on there and I immediately recognised her name and thought, oh, I used to love that song. And I have to admit, I went straight to iTunes and I downloaded it. So
exactly. And that's, you know, it serves its purpose. And then the thing is, if you go into this competition just with the one goal of, you know, getting to the end, which would be lovely and everything else, but it's the journey along the way, and it's the experiences that you get and the exposure. Like I said, you know, for me especially, I got to sing to, you know, the nation. Now, no one would have known that if I hadn't have gone on this show.
So what's next for you, Jules?
Well, next for me is I'm working my little butt off trying to get some songs and my own original material happening and everything else and honing in on that. And so I do have a product sooner rather than later to get out. I'd like to have my own EP or an album out as soon as possible. So that's, I'm working hard towards that, and working with a few great songwriters as well. So, yeah, just working hard on that to get my own little disc out. I think my grandmother will be happy finally.
Yay! And so will we. We will be so stoked. Now, you're still gigging around the place, aren't you?
I definitely am. I've still got my duo and my trio and my band that we're working hard. So,
and the best place for us to find out?
It's just to jump on my Facebook page. There's the gig dates that are there, so you can find out everything that's happening and even when this lovely little EP will be coming out.
Exciting.
So we can link from our Facebook page at cfmtas.com.au. Now,